Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace? Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready? Receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We are reclaiming Candyland tonight, and you cannot reclaim Candyland without the goddess. Absolutely. Karen Drucker ushered us in to this magical night. Why is January 25th, 2015 so magical? Is there some big astrological thing happening in the universe? Yeah. Actually, there is. Let's park that. It's Mercury retrograde. We're going to talk about that tonight. Okay, so yes, there's magic running, and time for us to review, regroup, and renew. But how far back do you want to review to get your gifts? Yeah, let me let you know where you can find more of Karen Drucker, because that's the type of music you want to be listening to while you're dealing with winter. I want to check your temperature about winter tonight. And if you're having the blahs, the winter blues, if you're missing the sun and you can't wait for spring, I've got something for you. And if you're like feeling a vibration and you're like, oh, I'm all in touch with nature and I'm seeing that trees are just naked and they're showing themselves, well, hey, great. I got stuff for you too. I've got ways to expand that energy. Yes. We're reclaiming Candyland on the Celestial Show. I've got my tarot cards. I've got my goddess decks, all of them before me. And I've got new ways to play that I've been sharing with you gently on Facebook. But I went all out tonight. Welcome. I cannot wait for you to call in. I cannot wait to pull your cards. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. That's when my buddy, my friend, my boss, my Mad Hatter, life coach today will come over to you and screen your call until our hint, hint intern comes in and learns the studio so he can be released on Sunday nights. This poor guy. Good thing he's not into the Super Bowl. He's a basketball guy, because if he was into the Super Bowl, he'd be like, Celeste, you're going to have to find something. You're on your own that Sunday night. Ha ha. That gives me a great segue to welcome all of you. My baby sister is on the phone lines. I see a hand up. Yes, we are going to get to you, and it's just, you know, a beautiful time to be alive, and I have conquered my winter blues and actually have reclaimed energy of kindergarten energy of colors and numbers and art and crafts in a way that I've reclaimed a part of my life that I thought, well, didn't belong to me. You know, I didn't see myself as an artist. Even if I got a reading from a psychic who told me that I was an artist, I didn't believe her because I can't draw. I really can't. I can doodle really well. I doodle a lot in meetings. But my life doesn't really consist of meetings where I doodle anymore. So art had really left my life until colors started to flash. And I'm going to tell you more about that too. But the number that's running tonight, which is how you really got to know me, it's the number 7. And that's the Chariot. It's a victory. And the Chariot card is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer, the loving mother sign. Now, I think it's really beautiful how the energy of 7 blends with the masculine energy and a feminine energy. Why do I say that? Because 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. Neptune is a father god of the ocean, you know? And then 7 is also the sacred number of a mother goddess, Orisha, named Umoja, or you may call her Imaya. People call her a lot of different names. I call her Mommy. I love her. Lots of blues and whites and energies that just remind you to take care of yourself. So, you know, you could bring that Cancer, that Neptune. Neptune rules Pisces. I'm learning a lot about Pisces this year. My baby sister is a Pisces. I've moved further south, and I'm really getting down home care. I'm learning how to do it for myself, and she has a personal mission of restoring beauty to women. So she's all into YouTube and stuff around yogurt and your hair and healthy stuff to make it grow. Like, half of the stuff she puts on her hair, you can eat. It's crazy. So we're doing that together, and it's wonderful. So more of that to come, but all of that part is a part of my life, and I want to share that with you. And, you know, I'm more than numbers. I'm more than tarot. I'm a full expression of the goddess on earth, and I'm so happy to share that reflection with you. It took me a long time to be able to say those words, but it's my truth. It's what I stand on. More about standing. Let me let you know a little bit more about what's going on here at Life Conversations Radio. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. And did I tell you where you can find Karen Drucker? I don't think so. Oh, poor Aday. You just told me the Hawks are playing. Oh, woo-woo-woo. I know you're watching the game and tending to the show at the same time. It's okay. I got this. Go Hawks! Hey, Aday, because I know you're keeping up on the score, I'm going to say the Hawks are going to win because they're number 2 high priestess. And every woman that's listening to us right now is a high priestess. So I ask all of us to pull our energetic energy to the Atlanta Hawks right now playing b-ball. Basketball is becoming a really big part of my life. My nephew is on a team. So, yeah, I'm also going to give you my football prediction, too. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to be bold. Okay. Let me let you know about the other shows here real quick, and we're going to go deeper into this goddess dance. And what am I talking about? Reclaiming Candyland. Grow up. I don't want to grow up. No, I don't. I resist. That I resist. I want to flow in the dream of childlike wonder. That is what winter magic is about. So there are places that I go to stoke my fire. You know, I go and I get wood from other places. And the first place that I learned about, learning about new thought and light and dark and blending and integration and synthesis, was from Life Coach Aday on the Ask Life Coach Aday radio show. You can catch up with him on Monday, every Monday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. There's an amazing guest coming up. Happy pocket full of money. Abundance. Money is an illusion. What is this David Cameron DeCondi talking about? That is the guest that's going to be joining Life Coach Aday on Monday. Let's get your money right. Get your mind right. I cannot wait for this conversation, seriously. I've been, you know, scanning the book and everything, and there's so much online, but I can't wait to hear Aday and David dance and talk, you know, these brothers. I love brother conversations. And then on Tuesday, of course, you got the fabulous Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, Dr. Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, for Living in a Yes. We're cultivating the spirit of yes, and we're going deeper and deeper every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the show, join the conversation. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm really taking the time to express what's going on and how I walk through these shows, because I'm not just a producer on Life Conversations Radio. I am a listener. Like, I listen as a producer. Like, I'm learning to listen for sound, you know, and be in tune with my producer and everything, and just make sure that I'm in flow in the studio. But then sometimes I get so excited by the information that I'm hearing from the host that I get caught up, and I'm just like, wow. And I'm like, wait a minute. So that means I have to go back to the archives to really embrace the show. And I invite you to go back into the archives as well, because it's always better the second time around. Yeah, it is. So Wednesdays, we have Ancestral Blueprints, the last Wednesday of the month. That's coming up this week. So you get a little extra dose from 12 to 1:30. That's where we tap into your family blueprints and really try to see that if what's showing up for you in your life right now really pertains to some blind love and such ancestral connection or agreements that were made that, you know, you don't even know why you're following these rules anymore. You know, you're fighting and irritated about something that maybe isn't even about you. It could be about your great-great-grandmama tripping because your great-great-grandfather came home and there was some jargon. Never mind. That's actually a true story, and I'm going to stop right there. I think that was a download. I think that was something coming through. But what I'm trying to say is that I am the medium as well, and I do connect with ancestral stories, and I'm doing a lot of genealogy work right now. I'm waiting for my chart, and I cannot wait to combine the energy of Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Day and what I'm learning about my family, what our stories are, how we're showing up. And I'm so ready for restoration, reconciliation, forgiveness. I'm talking like Antoine Fisher. I mean, I want it. That's my dream. So if I heal that, if it's already healed because I say it so, abracadabra, as I speak, you know, I create, then I just get ready for the party. So that's what I'm doing right now in the winter season. I'm hibernating, I'm chilling, I've got some activity, but I'm asking myself some new questions. And it shows on Live Conversations Radio to help to guide my questions in my life, on top of my spiritual practice of numbers and tarot and storytelling. I do that for fun, but I do it because it roots me, it grounds me, it helps me stand on my own two feet. And whenever I neglect or betray myself, I find that my body responds by back pain and not being able to move, literally. So I'm learning how to see myself, love myself, connect with this energy, eat more fruit, love more, expand more, say no to being offended, to say that, you know, if somebody does something that makes me just kind of go, ah! I'm really thinking right now, what's the gift in that right now? Even if I don't like it, I might have to return your gift. But I'm going to just open up just to see. I'm like, well, what is this before I push it away? Because I could have a gift for you that might dispel whatever the energy is that could be funky. That's how I want to walk the world. I want to be a superhero. I want to be a superhero in the energy of little boys who are now angels, like Prince Kwa. I will never forget that young man. I never met him. But I'm impacted by his transition, and I'm impacted by his bravery and the love of his family, and they give me the strength to stand. And I have that experience by hanging out at Life Conversations, and I really want to take this time to break it down, because I mean it like this, and I'm serious about playing too. Yeah. The play experience with Mbasa Safair is out of this world. She's had Sherry Marie on, the love goddess, talking about music, her life, you know, issues with your tissues is something that Mbasa talks about. I cannot wait for her to go deeper into that. She has a meditation, Fearless Journey. Mbasa inspires and she heals Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then you got me on Sunday night, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I bring all of these tools together, including where I've been hanging out, and create a pie for you. Now, there is another place where you can find one of our hosts, Life Coach Today, on Tuesdays. He's on 12radio.com. This is a perfect segue, because I am so going to be over there on Tuesday. I'm there anyway. I hang out in the chat room. Come join us. It's so much fun. It's soul food for your consciousness. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Phenomenal conversations. Just 1 hour. You know, you want them for 2 hours, you got to hang out with them on Monday. You know, but you get a little punch, a little power punch. Come on 12radio.com on Tuesdays for Life Coach Today, where at, he's also an advisor on 12Listen. I have him on retainer. I have Life Coach Today pull cards for me. He's done a phenomenal job helping guide me on my journey. Even if he hasn't had all the pieces of the puzzle, I think this will be the first real airing of really taking a look back for Mercury retrograde, which is why I'm going to be hanging out, yeah, at 12radio.com on Tuesday. Let me tell you why. Okay. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426 3346. I am scanning right now to make sure I haven't missed anybody to say hi to. Oh, well, isn't that something? I can't get into the chat room, so I can't see you in the chat room. Which leads me to my conversation about Mercury retrograde, as the chat just says, connecting, connecting. I hope you can hear me, though, and feel my love. And know that you can find Karen Drucker at Karen Drucker, that's Drucker with a D.com. Because I'm not sure I said that. That's the song we started out with, which is Gifts of the Goddess. And I'm starting to understand that the gifts of the goddess are sporadic, and they're like wild children, and you have to pull them back and take a deep breath and invite people into the journey with you. So I was telling my beautiful people here, well, if I can't see in a chat room, can I at least see in a studio? Yes! There's Joy Grace Harmony. Oh, my love bug. I'd love to talk to you. Let me break down this Mercury retrograde. I'll be right there with my Mother Peace tarot cards. Okay, which is a really interesting conversation for you to pay attention to, my beautiful Joy Grace Harmony, because business is the question of the day in terms of a Mercury retrograde. Now, I come from the school of thought, thanks to Mark Hudson and Life Coach Today, and, you know, not that Life Coach Today is an astrologer, but Life Coach Today is not about tripping about the planets. He taught me because, you know, he is my teacher. But listening to him, he introduced me to Mark Hudson, and I've been following those people over there astrology-wise, and they've been teaching me a lot of great stuff. And so one of the things that I understand about the Mercury retrograde, that there is a fear-based mold about Mercury retrograde, and then there is an empowered thinking about the Mercury retrograde. I prefer empowered over fearful. Let me just give you a little bit about fearful. You see it all over the place. Don't sign a contract. Don't start anything new. What else? Make sure you keep up with your keys. Actually, in that case, in my case, that's true, but not anymore. But I used to lose my keys every Mercury retrograde, but not anymore. Woo-woo-woo-woo. But really, what all that is about is the energy of Mercury isn't really moving backwards. It's still. And winter as a season is about stillness. And when Mercury, the messenger planet, the planet of speech and communication, chills out, then I would advise everybody to chill out. Now, this is why I'm going to be all up in Mark Hudson and C.A. Brooks' face on Tuesday. They always tell you how far back a Mercury retrograde relates in terms of your review time, self-inventory time, introspection time, which is what this energy is about, to review, regroup, and renew, so that once Mercury goes direct, you can fly into your purpose. So you're really doing some gardening right now. That's what I consider this time. This is my spiritual gardening time. I'm weeding. I'm pruning. I'm looking around at my fruit. I'm seeing that that weed right there is choking the life out of me. What is that? Is that a little bit of unforgiveness directed at who? Oh, my God, let me free that hostage right now. So I've been freeing a lot of hostages today and the past couple of weeks. And I am just so over the drama and reality TV showing up in my life. So I've been using my tools for serious deep cleansing and healing. And my question for Mark and for C.A. Brooks is, how far back should we go to tap the most out of this time? Now, intuitively, I asked my guides, and I got the answer, Celeste Shante Morgan, think about what you were doing during Christmas. Think about what you were doing starting December 1st, 2014, And I want you to evaluate how you were standing in your chariot in a chariot year, because we left a 7 year, we're now in an 8 year, and we're right now experiencing a 7 chariot day. So I invite all of you right now to go back with me in time to consider, what were you doing on December 1st, 2014? And how strong was your body? Could you stand? Could you dance? Could you walk? Were you lying down? Did you clean up? Did you not clean up? Did you rest? Did you eat? Were you tired? What was your temperature? Because whatever, if you did not enjoy whatever was happening from December 1st until now, tonight is your opportunity to start over. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to have a conversation with Joy Grace Harmony. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites' position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734, or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, having a really fun time talking about reclaiming Candyland with you. And what that energy is really about is really healing the energy of winter blahs or helping you expand your winter joys if you're having that. There's something for each and every one of you that's listening to the sound of my voice. I'm also pulling tarot cards. I want to invite you, though, to check out my Facebook personal wall. The Celestial Show fan-like page will be updated as well, because I'm telling a story about some new art that I'm creating. It's a new form of expression for myself. I call myself a bed artist because I really like creating collages, and I like making dolls, and it's really an amazing journey. And if you look at the very, very busy picture of some cards that I have that are motivating me right now, that I've moved with and walked with this week and today in particular, you will enter my studio. So go over to my wall, check it out. I want you to see the drummer for Black Angel cards. These cards are out of print. They're hard to get. And because they're so hard to get, I thought that it would be my honor and my pleasure to photograph them as they show up in my readings, because I do incorporate them. So Black Angel cards, Earth and Marceline, why are they out of print? I don't know, but I'm going to do whatever I can to keep these cards relevant and happening. You know, Zora Neale Hurston's work, the great writer, went out of print, and Alice Walker brought it back. And I believe that the Black Angel cards are at that level. Look at that drummer. She's beautiful. Her waking path is truth-telling. The sleeping path is fearful, and we're not fearful today, are we? No, we're not. I think it's time to take a caller. Let's welcome my dear friend Joy Grace, who I got to meet on my birthday weekend in 2014. Hello, Joy Grace. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm amazing, too. How is the new year treating you, sister?
So I'm here in Omaha, Nebraska, and we have been blessed with no snow.
Yay!
Good, and some good precipitation. So, and on the 1st, I was getting ready for my birthday, which was December 3rd, and I had a very big meeting. And then I was packing for CEO space, and a whole lot with a partnership that I had been working with for 6 months. And so it shifted hugely in a way that I did not see coming, and that's okay. And then I just signed another major contract on Wednesday, the 21st of this month. Like they say, don't sign the biggest contract I've signed over like the last 4 years on Wednesday, the 21st at 12:22 p.m. in the afternoon at Central Standard Time.
During a Mercury retrograde. Now, I'm going to tell you, Mark Cousins talks about buying cars during Mercury retrograde. So you can't believe the hype of the fear, can you, Joy Grace? You are a testimony. You have a testimony about don't trip on Mercury. Just pay attention and make the magic work for you. That's great. Congratulations.
So my question is around when contracts, because we've been working on this stuff for so long now, when can I expect actually come all the way? When I say come to fruition, I mean like in the bank and able to be spent. So I want to be really clear with that question.
Okay, that's a very clear, specific question. I'm going to go to the Mother Peace tarot cards around the energy of your question, Joy Grace. I want you to keep that high, vibrant energy that you have. I'm going to link with yours. I'm going to shuffle 3 times. Which is a sacred number. I like to think of it as a triple goddess energy, though a lot of Christians see it as Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I see that too, but I also see the maiden, the mother, and the crone. So whenever I speak of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I see also the maiden, the mother, and the crone, so that the energies are always balanced. So let's shuffle with the power of three, three times. Three is also ruled by Jupiter, and your birthday is December 3rd, right?
And I'm reading some books right now, and it's my third time on each of the books. So it's got Eckhart Tolle.
Well, tell me. Oh, good. Say it again. I want to make sure we get that. What are you reading?
And I'm sorry, it was Eckhart Tolle, Nurka, and James Alvino with Explorer's Guide to the Law of Attraction. So we've got three very powerful books that are.
Wow. I'm pulling your cards, and I want you to stay on the line for a sec, because I want to make sure that I let you, I don't know if you were aware of who Ade has coming on Monday, but he is a gentleman who was the creator, consultant on The Secret.
Oh, wow.
Yes, my dear. Okay. You got to wait. You have a weight coming up. There's some shadow stuff that's going to block you a little bit, and it's still leaning to the left. There's something that needs to work out in this situation. You've got a healer, the Shaman of Wands, which is a really powerful energetic force. His hand is out. I didn't used to pay attention to this before, but now I have friends who perform Reiki, and they do actively perform Reiki on me. I see the Shaman of Wands as a really strong, powerful energy. This is someone that you are around, a strong authority figure, and it's almost like his hand is like a no. Like, not right now. There's something energetic in the fire that needs to work out. And the devil has shown up. Now, when the devil shows up, we don't treat the devil with fear in tarot the way other people might treat the devil. I'm going to bring in everything I know about the devil right now, because the devil does not often come up for me to talk about live on the air. Whenever the devil comes up, it's because I bring up the devil. Okay, so go ahead. Say that again.
I say I have danced with the devil many times.
You dance with the devil?
So I'm quite familiar with the tango with the devil. So it's
I love that. Dancing with the devil, dancing with your dragons. This is a new thought, student. You see how she flipped that? She's not scared. She's like, I dance with the devil. So what are we dancing with? We're dancing with shadows.
Sure.
That's how to hold up.
This time I get to take the lead, because I know that we're dancing. So, you know, I know how to tango. So.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting that you said tango in particular, because your next card is the Two of Cups. And that card has a high vibration of lovers, integration. It's to the left, though. So it's present, but it's not fully activated. So when your Shaman of Wands, whoever this authority figure, says yes, there's a holdup. It's a man. When the shadows are clear, the ego stuff gets worked out. This devil card, Mother Peace Tarot, I absolutely adore. I love this card because it really shows the systematic domination, oppression of systems, which is the devil, instead of this, you know, pitchfork and people being taken to hell. This devil is the devil of time, you know, like the construction, time. Making people be in bondage to money, making people serve, and not in a way of serving with their gifts and their love. This devil is someone who is about chaos. This energy is chaos. It's war. It's bondage. And the question is, during the time of Aquarius, how do you get free? Now, you're not a Capricorn. You have your own fire. You're a Sagittarius. Do I have that right?
I'm a Sagittarius and Aries rising, so I am the god of war rising. so I'm used to
okay.
two orders.
So you have, you know, I say that because you have your own fire. As a Sagittarius, you have the sign of, you have the element of fire, and the tarot card that's connected to your astrological sign, it's temperance, which is balance. Balance, which is water, which brings in the Archangel Gabriel in the 14 temperance card of the Rider-Waite deck. And that angel is taking water and it's alchemy. It's becoming a living spirit, something that's work. You have that as a divine gift. You were born with it. All Sagittarians have that gift. And more. That's mm-hmm. just one key to access a door. Now, as for your number for the year, sweetie pie, I add your birthday, December 3, 2014, and the lesson number that you have is 4, which is the Emperor, which is about control, which is about power in an 8-power year. You are going to reap the benefit. Though, I do hear there's a wait. I don't have the time frame, though, but there's a wait. Now,
okay.
Talk to me. How are you feeling about that?
So I've been, the one we started 6 months ago, but 7 months now, working on diligently, and so I've been waiting. Now there's more waiting, which I understand. It's a start. They're both startups, and then this other one is also. I guess I just see the big picture, and I'm already celebrating at the end in the mansion, and we're not there yet. Really, the patience to go along with it, along with, you know, yeah. So.
I would say go with wise counsel. I mean, though you were able to phenomenally, you know, sign a great contract, I still want you. I also remember, because you are a listener of the show, I also remember you moving through your father's transitioning and your mom. So take care of yourself. You hear me?
My mom's birthday my mother's birthday is this Thursday. And,
wow.
So I think I'm getting to see both of my brothers. I don't know. One of them is showing up for sure, and I don't know if the other one is coming. Although it's okay if he just sent his wife and my nephew instead. That would be just fine, too. So we'll see.
That's amazing. Does your mother know that she is not a water sign? That is the gift that you can give your mother if she cares about astrology.
Okay.
Does your mother know that she is air?
I don't know. She's an Aquarius. She's always been an Aquarius.
What do you think an Aquarius is? Because whatever you think it is, your mom thinks it is. What's the element for Aquarians?
Well, I guess I probably thought it was water, but I've never been close to my mother. So
amen. No, that's great. No, that's beautiful, sweetie. A lot of people think it's water. It's air. They're the water bearer. She can hold the emotion, but she's not the emotions. She's air. She's freedom. She's, her ruling planet is Uranus. She's not conformity. I don't know how she shows up, but Aquarius energy this season is about boldness and freedom. So happy birthday to your mama.
Considering my mother was in bondage with my father for 48 years of marriage, she feels very free right now. And it's been, so it would be the first time that my brothers and myself and my mother would be able to be together without him over all of us. So it'll be freedom for all of us, actually, at the same time.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your family healing. And I hope for more healing on the other side. If there's unresolved work in that, Joy Grace, there's also ancestral blueprints as well.
Yeah.
David, yeah, check it out. It comes on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock. A lot of my family healing happens on the air. I'm going to tell you the truth right now for those who are listening.
12 o'clock. What time?
12 o'clock. Okay. I'll be posting it. I'll keep you in a loop. I'll keep you all in a loop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just missed it if you said Eastern or Central time.
Eastern. 12 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, darling. Well, so nice catching up with you. I'm glad when I get to really do a thorough reading because everybody's chilling and listening and doing their thing, you know?
Thank you.
All right. Love you. All right, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're reclaiming Candyland. We're having experiences that maybe we didn't get to have before. Like, one of my experiences that I'm doing in this reconciliation with family piece is I didn't grow up with my sister, Lori, who I live with now. So we are going to buy Taboo, and we are going to play games that maybe we would have played if we were kids. Or maybe we grew up in different families that didn't play games all the time. But I've got some Twister, I got some Candyland, and I really want to work on my yoga because I learned the value of strength and the value of balancing. And I really do want to end this show sharing something with you about how important it is to take care of yourself and to move your body and to dance. Because you just don't know when you don't take care of yourself how it just shows up. I was in a situation where I was able to show up online, but I wasn't really able to show up physically in my life. I was lying in bed a lot. A lot. I would work from bed. I would sleep. And I would sleep some more. And I got so out of balance with that. That on November 30th, 2014, I learned because I moved and my place had changed that I could not pull myself up by my own weight. I had never had that experience before. I know it takes 300 muscles to balance. And I was beating up on myself real bad. That I let myself get to that state. But imagine, it takes 300 muscles to balance yourself to stand. You're a walking miracle every day. So take care of yourself and have some fun. Get on a sled if it's snowing. And if you don't like the snow, I'm not going to make you go outside. I will invite you, though, to join me at an energetic fireplace with hot cocoa and burnt marshmallows, which is one of my favorite places to be, period. Any setup like that, you have the power to create the energy, to be the chariot, to stand or crawl or have somebody come and pick you up. But you don't have to do it by yourself. I didn't do it by myself, but I didn't tell the people that I most love, that I'm closest to, that I had to relearn how to stand. And I want to say I'm sorry to them because I wasn't able to fully show up. And I want to say thank you to them for loving me and giving me support in my back because my root chakra is on fire right now with all that red. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm trying to get to you in the chat room. New Jace, I heard you're in there. If there are other people there too, I just want to thank you so much for your love, your encouragement. I have other forms of expression. And there is something that I want to leave about the devil. You know, my father's birthday was last week. And my father's birth cards are 15, the devil, and 6, the lovers. And when I first heard that, when I first researched and saw that my dad was the devil in tarot, I had some jokes. And then I started to heal those jokes. And then I said to myself, well, he definitely did a great job being a relationship villain. Look at how much he loved me. We made this agreement on the other side. See, this is storytelling healing. My dad and I made this agreement on the other side that he was going to help me get here. He was going to be my dad, right? And then he wasn't really going to get along with my mom. And I might just get some issues about that around trust and abandonment. And he'd be gone for a really long time, and I would grieve him. But out of that grief, I would learn to write. And out of that grief, I would see fairy tales. And out of that grief, I would see magic. And out of that grief, I would see colors, numbers, and I would grow. My dad loved me so much. He let his absence be my strength, because I don't know if my dad would have been able to deal with this tarot reading daughter. But my mom was game, though. Seven is running today, and seven is Neptune, ruled by Neptune, but it shows up as the Chariot, which features this goddess, Newt, in Mother Peace Tarot, with this angel body covering this Amazon daughter from North Africa. And they're goats. One head is up and one head is low, and it means as above, so below. The goats are my dad. He's actually guiding my chariot. And my mom is the night sky watching over me. And there's a crab right there. Because my mom, she came into the world as a Cancerian. And my mother and my father and my family also gave me a twin sister who has the exact same twin birth cards as I do. And I live with her. And I can stand. And I'm happy. And I love you guys. And Life Coach Day, can you join me?
Yes, Celeste.
Hi.
How are you?
Naked. There's no scarf. But I'm okay.
Well, that's what happened in Celestial Realm. In Celestial Realm, there are no scarves. It's come as you are.
Indeed. You know, I'm feeling Rhythm Daughter for the drummer, which you tell.
No, you're not. You're feeling Taran's.
Oh! La la! La la, Coco Smooth.
See?
Yes, I am, and I want to hear all of it. Okay, so we're going to have some La La Coco Smooth Brothers tomorrow. Talk to me about how you're going to show me the money.
How about, well, you know, I'm looking forward to talking with David Cameron Gigandi, who is from Kenya, a powerful brother. His book is called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. You can Google that. And I just love the way he teaches about, you know, taking us back to the beginning. One of the things that he says in the book, first few chapters, really, is like, money's not real. You know, it's the kind of thing that makes you go, huh? But he really just goes back to, you know, creating from a place of beingness, from a place of just inwardly creating rather than chasing the external butterfly, when we all have all these beautiful flies, butterflies and roses inside of us. I just love the way he breaks it down. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation and just supporting listeners, myself, because there's only one of us here, and continuing to develop, cultivate a wealth consciousness, because that's what's going to make a difference. Because in this moment, you know, the idea of saying you have the answers within you, it sounds very cliche and yeah, I know, but can I have the money? You have all that you need, yeah, but I need the relationship. But it must be applied. And when it's applied, it's like, oh my God. I mean, you wake up, charge lit up.
Yeah.
Because when one catches the idea that you are the answer, not just, you know, I think in the spiritual community sometimes, well, no, I wouldn't even classify it like that. I think humans, we have a way of scripturizing. Ooh, I like that word. I think I created a word there. Scripturizing things.
I love it.
Yeah, scripturizing. Throw things out there. You are the answer. It's happening for you, not to you. And all of that is true. But there's something about the scriptures of life when it's lived. You don't even need to say, you can just create a space for somebody to do their own studying and their own research until, you know. And I'm in that reflective mode and just really understanding this God presence, this God essence. It's right here, right now. And we are it. It's so simple. But the mind is like, wait, hold on. What do you mean I'm it? No, right here, you are it. You are the money you desire. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with my brother tomorrow. It promises to be a great show. I'm going to have fun. How do I know? Because I'm feeling full of fun right now.
Hey, guess what number's running tomorrow, buddy?
Is that my power number? That's my special number, my personal number. Is that an 8?
It is, oh, nature boy. It's a song. I'm not calling my boy. It's a song. Calm down, y'all. I respect him. He's the man. He's the man. Yes, he is. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Are the man, because I was able to pull that 300 muscles piece from you, and I invited somebody to come and listen to my story because, you know, they're like, thank you very much. I read all 7 seconds. I wasn't looking at my thumb. But when I was struggling, when I was finally able to share with the day what I was moving through, I don't know if you posted it for me, but I'm going to receive my gift. I'm going to receive all my gifts. And I'm just going to say she's going to see those numbers and trip. If you didn't, fine. Your guides did it. But 7 seconds at 300 muscles equals 7, 8, 9, 10, a number one magician, which is his birth cards. And that's how I use my magic. Let's go ahead and la la coco smooth. Thank you, magician. Oh, Taran, we can find him. Where at TaranHarris.com? Oh, just, let me find that.
Just go to iTunes.
Okay, listen, guys. Enjoy it. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all. Good night. How far do you want to go? We can move fast or take it slow. Lady, watch you come to play me. She compares you to no one. Pump me up like a shotgun. I knew I was stuck on up the very moment I saw her. I told myself, get ready. She proceeds to rock steady. Then she whispered in my ear, and all that she said was, like I've never known. Perfect as she stands alone. Solo back to entourage. One by one dominoes fall. Heartbeat black, extremely strong. Wake me up at break of dawn. Epitome of flavor. Some quenches until kingdom come. I can't take it much longer. So far gone that I wonder, is it real or fantasy? There goes Lala next to me. I confess it, I'm falling. Pushed in my chips, now I'm all in. As she smiled and walked away, she left a note and what it read was, hey, watch how she moves. All of her love goes on.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.